You're listening to The Real Swing Podcast. The show is not intended to be taken as professional advice, or any advice for that matter. This show contains sexually explicit language and adult content. If you are under the age of 18, this is not for you.
We are your hosts, Jeff and Shannon.
Just your average small town, middle-aged, married couple of 20 years, kids, dogs, cookouts, cocktails.
About 5 years ago, we decided to dabble into the world of swinging and ethical non-monogamy.
From sexy meetups to hotel takeovers and everything in between. Come along with us while we share our sexy adventures, wild experiences, and questionable decisions with you.
We will touch on everything lifestyle related, discretion, insecurities, boundaries, dynamics, and more.
All right, now that we've got that out of the way, have a seat, grab a drink, and let's hop on. I mean, in.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of The Real Swing Podcast. We are Jeff and Shannon, and we are happy you guys came back for at least one more listen.
Woohoo! Hey!
We've actually got a little surprise for you today. We've got some super cool, super fun guests that
so fun
decided they really wanted to come on. Maybe we begged them, I don't know. but no, super fun couple, and they want to talk to us a little bit about their journey and some of the fun stuff they've got going on. So without further ado, I will welcome our guests, Alfie and Christina. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
How are you? So
we're great. How are you?
We are great. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I know you're kind of just getting back from a long, fun weekend and probably kind of scrambling back home, so maybe we can touch on that in a little bit about your
your
fun adventure. But so I guess let's dive right in and kind of if you guys want to introduce yourselves, obviously Alfie and Christine from the upstate New York Rochester area, whatever else you guys want to add to that.
Representing.
Yeah, first of all, a congrats on this podcast. This is fantastic.
Thank you guys.
Killing it.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. And we're super honored. This was great.
Well, you are our first guest, so we got to celebrate somehow.
That's fantastic. Yeah, a little about us. We've been married for a year now. Oh, we're coming up on a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Coming up on a year. Yeah, we got married last summer.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yay. We've been together, oh, who knows, 4 or 5 years? I have no idea. Six? We lost count. We have no idea.
17.
Who knows? I know, right? Yeah, and it was right off the bat, as soon as we met, we talked about getting into this lifestyle, and we just could never launch it. There was, you know, life just always kept getting in the way.
Absolutely.
So
busy, you know, working and, you know, Elf's gigs and stuff. And let's see, then COVID was in the middle of that.
Right.
And we moved and just one thing after another.
Right. And so like last year, when was it? It was around Reef.
Yeah. It was almost a year ago.
Yeah. A year ago, we finally figured out, we're like, oh my God, everything's settled down. You want to jump back in?
She
asked me this. Yeah, she brought this up to me, and I was like, "Oh my God, yeah, absolutely, let's do it." And we've been having a blast since.
Wow, yeah,
we're coming up on our 1 year swingiversary.
Absolutely amazing swingiversary.
Like did you make that up?
No,
she's coming on her feet.
I love it. Hilarious.
That's awesome. So, I guess it was kind of both of your idea then. You know, you pretty much, like you said, right out of the gate, it was something that you guys talked about and both were like, hell yeah, let's do this.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. It just fell in our laps and it's great.
Yeah, but it's been super natural. Like it's
right.
I feel like we've always been doing it.
Know. It's kind of scary how natural it is.
I know, right?
Well, and you know, the people that doesn't hurt either. I mean, you're around the easiest group of people that to get along with. I don't know if I'm sure that's been your experience, because I've seen you at events and Mr. Life of the Party smiling the whole time, like, this is great.
Yes, you.
you know what worked? One of our first parties, Poconos. One of the first hotel takeovers was the Poconos, and it was Christine who showed up with Jello shots. We didn't know anybody.
Oh, so
we just walked right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she walked in with Jello shots, and we made a lot of friends really fast.
The rest is history, right there.
It was her idea. It was awesome. All her.
So back brilliant. Up. So this event was last October, correct?
Yeah, I think it was October. It was in the fall.
Okay. And so this was a full hotel takeover that you guys went to, and you had never been to any events at all. No meet and greets, nothing. This you went right into a full hotel takeover.
Yeah, no. So actually back up just a little bit. So our first event was actually last April, the Rochester Erotic Arts Festival.
Okay.
So that was the first one we went to, which is a hotel takeover, but it's not specifically a swinger takeover.
Right.
It's for people of all different, you know, proclivities and, you know, interests.
It's like a sex positive sort of open-minded event. Yeah.
Yep,
absolutely.
You nailed it.
Yep. But they do have swinger playrooms in the evenings. So we went on one night and basically ended up in an orgy for our
Hold on, time out. No. We don't get to do that. Let's call time out. Pump the brakes a little bit. Back it up. So you don't just end up in an orgy. It doesn't work like that. So
I know. We walked out of that like just you know, like talking, going, "Oh my god, I can't believe how we're okay with this." You know, we were totally okay with this.
So you guys are at the event. This is the first night or the second night?
We only went for one night, so it was the only night that we went.
Okay, right? So you guys, you're there. Obviously, you've talked. You're okay. I mean, are you guys a full swap couple? Were you pretty much just going right after it, right off the bat,
We knew that's where we were going.
So. Okay. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys had the talk ahead of time, you know, with any kind of rules or boundaries you guys were going to be comfortable with. So you were both good to go.
We were pretty prepared walking in. So that's very good.
Oh yeah. I do a lot of research. So we read a lot of like blogs and websites, listened to a lot of podcasts.
Right.
So we were like super prepared.
Checking all the boxes. Like, okay, these are the things that could happen. Like, let's try to be prepared. No expectations, but you know, we're going to at least walk into this, you know, knowing the things that we feel like we should know. Right.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it was. And there's karaoke.
It was
perfect. So you're at the event, your first night, and now did you meet any people to make this happen, or how did this your first experience start off?
It's an all day event, and they have events through the whole day. They have classes. So actually, we took a swingers 101 class, basically, and they went over everything back and forth, consent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. This was kind of funny. They after the class, they're pretty much just vetting you, you know, teaching you all the stuff.
Sure.
They give you a bracelet. And the bracelet just tells everybody that you've taken the class and you're ready to, you know, jump in.
Yep.
So then they let you out into the karaoke mingle, you know. And once you're in this room, you look around and everyone's got bracelets on from the year before.
Oh,
so it's like,
okay. So a little intimidating, like, probably, but.
Right. Yeah. So we're like, oh, we know what's going on here.
Yep. Yeah.
These guys are all pros.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, they throw you in a bar, and you know, everyone's tons of couples there, and you just start saying hi, and next thing you know, we're in a playroom.
So did you guys, were you invited to the playroom, or did you just wander up there to check it out? How did you go from the bar to the playroom?
Yeah, this one we ended up more or less just wandering up. We met a guy at the bar, a single guy, and he had been there before, but we hadn't. So we were like, we're not sure how this works. So we just, you know, do we have to go with somebody or what? And he's like, oh no, just go up there. He's like, let's go. So we all just went up.
Yeah. I'll lead the way. Cool.
And next thing you know, it was like 3 a.m. They're kicking us out.
Awesome. So
we're like, oh my God, 3 a.m.
Hold on. We can't fast forward through all the good stuff.
Jeez.
So you go into the playroom. Obviously you know, this gentleman comes with you. You go in there and there's already people there. There's already people playing. I'm assuming, you know,
There's, it was a two room setup. There was couches in one room and, was it a king size bed? Yeah, king size bed on the other, and there's just, you know, nakedness. It was fantastic.
So you guys engaged.
Some people are just watching. Some people are participating. So yeah.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah, there was one guy just sitting in the corner, fully dressed, and just watching.
In. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I actually this was actually kind of cool. I asked the girl if I could have a little fun with her, and she looked at the guy sitting all dressed in the corner.
Okay.
And she's like, "Is this okay?" And he was like, "Absolutely." And I was like, "Oh, look at that."
Perfect. So kind of a hot wife situation for her.
Right.
I'm assuming is probably okay. So that, I mean, there's just so many different dynamics that get kind of thrown at you and almost blindside you, right? So, yeah. You know, being open-minded when people say that, it's a real thing. I mean, you kind of have to, you know, I'm not going to say just roll with whatever happens because that sounds terrible, but you have to
right.
be prepared to be faced with almost any situation and kind of have an idea how to communicate on the spot or step away and say, hey, you know, I guess we didn't realize this was a thing. So are we okay with this? Right. So,
yeah. Yep.
So that's perfect.
But it was very, I felt very like comfortable and safe. It was, not, you know, it wasn't a free for all for everybody. You had to like be vetted, you know, either take that Swinger 101 class or belong to a local club.
Okay.
And then you have the wristband, so they won't let you in without the wristband.
Perfect.
So do you guys feel like in that playroom, I know this is a big deal for a lot of people. They're scared to death to go into a playroom because they feel like I'm walking into an orgy and I'm just going to be swooped up and, you know, kind of be out of control and not really, you know, I know that's a big fear on the front for a lot of brand new people. So do you guys feel like when you were there, you know, was there, I know you said you felt safe. Was there security there? Was there, you know, the vibe in the room? Did it feel like at any point in time you were put in a bad situation or something uncomfortable or anything? Or do you feel like it was actually
set up
really well?
Not at all. Yeah, they have monitors in the rooms who kind of like keep an eye on things. So if anything acts like it's out of hand or there's something wrong, they can step in and, you know, help as needed. But yeah,
Yeah, and there was tons of people that didn't join. They're just all watching.
Sure. You know,
just
a lot of curious people that, you know.
Right, yeah, just sit back and watch and, you know, go get another drink. And if you want to,
I know but the first time.
Yeah, but it's always consent. You know, consent's absolutely the name of the game. And, you know, people generally ask, you know, are you okay with this? You know, can I do this? Can I touch you? I find that people are very respectful in that manner.
It rocks. Absolutely.
We've run across the same thing. Obviously, no means no. But silence also means no. You know, if somebody isn't giving you consent, then it's no. You know,
enthusiastic, yes.
I think that's pretty widely accepted as the norm from our experience anyway. You know, we've never been presented with a bad situation where we felt like, you know, that communication up front wasn't there. So I'm glad you guys had that exact same experience to start out with. And it sounds like that is kind of the norm, which is great.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. So you ended up in an orgy and everybody had a good time. And I'm sure you guys were riding on cloud nine when you went to your room afterwards.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Those memories and images stay in your mind for a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's fuel to feed on.
I know. Yeah.
So do you guys have any sort of a aftercare reconnection, any sort of anything that you guys do after you play, or is it kind of like, well, we're tired, we'll do it in the morning? Is there anything specific for you guys?
Yeah, I think it depends what time we get back.
How much we drank and, you know.
Right.
We do a lot of like a little bit of like dissecting of like what happened and more of a like, oh, hey, did you see this? Or, you know, remember when this happened? Right. So, yeah. So we do talk a lot about it. And
that's important when
but we don't have anything like a specific routine.
I know, right?
The
reconnection rocks either that night or the next morning.
Absolutely.
It's the best.
For us, one of the growing pains we went through at the beginning was, you know, we would communicate afterwards and kind of not necessarily walk through it, but, you know, I might say, hey, you know, this, I didn't really like this, or Shannon might say, you know,
yeah.
And it's like, at first we kind of took that the wrong way from each other.
Yeah, it was scary to hear like, that feedback.
Yeah.
Like kind of not negative, but just...
It brought you off of that high real quick.
Make you feel like you made him feel, or he made me feel, you know, awkward, or I don't know.
Yep. Just, but you learned, hey, let's talk about it.
And normal.
You know, next time, if it happens, I mean, you know, these are boundaries that maybe we skirted the edge of, and it's like, hey, let's just talk about it.
It has to happen, and it will.
And we're comfortable doing that, so it sounds like you guys have the exact same thing.
Yeah,
as long as you can talk about it.
Absolutely. Do you guys have any specific rules in place, or I guess did you start with any rules that you don't have now? Did you have anything that kind of, you know, where I'm going there?
Yeah. I mean, not super specific. We're kind of a more of like a go with the flow kind of people. I mean, we have like some hard thing. Oh, well, same room. You know, we stay in the same room to play. We don't do separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We're not into BDSM.
No, okay. Not right now. Yep. Well, like, you know, smack my ass a little, but
yeah, pull my hair.
But other than that, and I'm not a fan of anal real much. So, same. You know, kind of. Stay away from that. But other than that, like as long as
but I think that's
not my favorite.
Those are probably the most common, I think, you know.
Yeah,
but otherwise, you know, we kind of see what the other couple is into, you know, if they want to do like a soft swap or, you know, full or, you know, whatever their comfort level is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And that's important bringing that up because I think the best thing you can do in any play scenario is kind of, you know, you take the least comfort and kind of roll with that. You know, you take whoever in the room is like, I'd rather just stay at this level, than making them feel comfortable saying that and bringing it up is important because, you know, that's going to make everybody have the most fun. If somebody's like, well, you know, soft swap, well, that sucks. We don't really want to do that. Then you start to give off these vibes where people start to, you know, maybe they feel pressured and you don't know you're pressuring or pushing them. And you may not intend to, but, you know, that can still make somebody feel that way. So that's cool that you guys obviously just kind of roll with, you know, the comfort level of, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Yeah, because, you know, soft swap is still really fun.
It's hell yeah. and the fun thing is, you know, I mean, Alfie can probably attest to this, you know, you can soft swap all night long. You can do it.
Oh, he can.
and there's toys.
Yeah,
absolutely. You can get so creative with it. It's fun.
All right, it's so much fun. It's a fucking blast.
our first experience was a soft swap, and it was fun. It was interesting.
Oh my god, it was.
But
do tell.
We'll get into it. That's basically a whole episode in itself.
God. But
that was, we decided to get in, and we were in Key West on vacation, and we just said, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
So,
that was a 5 a.m.
Yeah, we got home at 5.
Home when the sun was coming up, and the crow or the rooster started crowing. Yeah.
That was not a walk of shame. That was like we were strutting
down the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The whole way, like, fuck yes, we did.
Oh God, that was awesome.
Slept all day.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. Well worth
it. That's amazing.
Oh, it's so worth it.
That's so great.
We'll definitely tell that story though, because it's interesting to us anyway. Others may not agree, but it was interesting.
It was a lot to experience for a first time.
It was a lot to experience. It was great. That was Shannon's first squirting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a whole thing. Yeah.
Right.
So
who can talk like this?
Just us in the world. It's fine.
Oh, I love it.
So
fantastic.
So you guys, all right, so you've been doing this for a year. And you've already sort of co-found a group in the area, in the kind of the Western New York area, that is social media based. It's a very discreet private group that is growing pretty quickly.
So quickly.
What awesome. Made you guys decide, like, hey, let's take on a little bit more? Like, this is too much fun, right?
Well, yeah, we jumped out. We did all our homework and we jumped on SLS.
Yep.
And we saw that there are so many people in Rochester. So we, you know, we go to other groups, and there was a Buffalo one and a Syracuse one.
Yeah.
But just nothing in Rochester, nothing in the middle.
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, why don't we look into doing something like this? And then further down the line, we went out for drinks with somebody here in town. Her name begins with an H.
Okay.
I believe
she's a unicorn. Is that so? See,
yes,
a couple and a unicorn basically sort of decided, hey, so that's.
Yeah, and it was funny. She brought it up first, and we're like, oh my God, we were thinking about doing the same thing. And she's like, well, awesome. Let's fucking roll with it.
Hell yeah. Yes. And you guys have already had a couple of meet and greets with some after parties, some pre-parties and after parties, along with those that have gone off without a hitch pretty right. seamlessly and super well attended.
So far, which is great. Everybody's very well attended. Everyone's so nice. And so, the venues that we're doing it, the venues just love us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really good. They're making money, you know?
we actually were lucky enough to go to the first one and, you know, kudos to you guys. It was an awesome event. We had a great time.
Oh, thank you.
Massive FOMO when we had to miss the second one. Massive.
Don't worry, there'll be more.
So you guys have plans obviously to kind of continue, and it sounds like maybe sort of spitballing some bigger events for the future. Is that kind of the hope?
Yeah, we're trying to shoot for once a month, but
schedules.
Oh my God. Yeah. My schedule sucks. With all the, you know, I work evenings and weekends.
Right.
So that kind of blows. So I got to find a date here and there. So our next one is coming up May 11th.
Okay.
Which is it Friday or Saturday? Saturday. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. But what kind of sucks is it's landing on Mother's Day weekend.
Ah, man.
And
you think about that, and it's kind of Mother's Day Eve. So I think a lot of the mothers are probably kind of okay with that.
Doing
sort
what
of,
the mother wants.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. A little pre-Mother's Day celebration.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we're not expecting a ginormous turnout. We're thinking something a little smaller, but I mean, it'll still be fun.
Yeah, it's
gonna be
great.
And you know what? The smaller ones might work well. We've had people say, wow, there's like a lot of people here and it's hard to, you know, have a conversation because it's so loud. So maybe a smaller one will be just what we need. Right.
Yep. And we'll give it a shot. People get overwhelmed.
Yeah, we're learning.
Absolutely.
We're learning. Learning as you go.
Oh yeah, it's been definitely a lot of adjustments. The whole group got big much quicker than we expected. Uh-huh. and even like the first meet and greet, we figured there'd be like a handful of couples there. But we had such a response to it. We had to change the venue. We were going to go with like a, you know, just go to a small bar. And then so many people were responding. We're like, oh, we got to find a bigger space.
So
and
good.
That was all the other admin, the H admin. Mm-hmm. She reached out to everybody she knew. And she brought so many people from especially from Buffalo. Oh, the Buffalo area showed up.
Yeah, holy they did. That, it was well attended.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable.
Awesome people. Well, I mean, you put a good event on, people want to come. I mean, that's, you know, that's the name of the game.
That's our goal. People, too.
Hey, we
very,
aim
very
to
good people.
Zing.
Yeah.
Pleasing.
Yeah.
So, I guess, so you're trying to do this once a month, and then as things, you know, progress, obviously you're kind of changing up, I guess, for this next one, a different location to try to move things a little bit. Because like you said, you've got people coming from, obviously, our neck of the woods down here in, you know, in the southern tier, but then Buffalo,
right.
You've got Syracuse people that have, you know, started to wander in and really all over central New York too. So, I mean, it's
insane. I mean, we're kind of lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're sitting at like around 250 members right now, somewhere in that ballpark.
So. Yeah, 250, 260 right now, but it, you know, it's still growing and, you know, but the nice thing is that everybody was invited by somebody already in the group. So it's like a word of mouth thing. It's not like free for all.
Right? And it does keep you discreet because like I said, it is a social media based platform that you use, which works well.
Very well.
You know, it lets people really get to know each other pretty quickly. I know, you know, we've been involved in, you know, the chats and stuff like that. And just, I guess, a side note, anybody listening that's like, how the hell do I find this group? Because I want to be involved in this. You can email us at therealswingpodcast@gmail.com, and we can put you in touch with the right people. Obviously, this is not for everybody. It's, you know, you will be vetted before you're given the information to make sure you are, you know, actually in the lifestyle. It's not, you know, it's not just an open invite to everybody. So, but if you email us, we can give you kind of the path to get there and make sure that works out for you. Mm-hmm. And you know, we make it work out. So, and it's worth it. Trust me.
It's so worth it.
It's a fun group and you guys are doing an awesome job with that.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yeah.
So it sounds like, obviously you guys, like I mentioned at the beginning, are just getting home, I guess, from a fun little weekend trip from what I understand you crossed the border to Toronto. Is that right?
We did. Yeah. We went up to Canada, to Toronto, they have a lifestyle club there called Oasis Aqua Lounge. And we went with another couple that we're friends with from the area. They invited us, said, hey, why don't we go up? And we said, sure. But with the schedules, we had to, you know, it was months out that we had to book.
Oh, wow.
But we found a weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So we went up this weekend, went there last night to the club, and it was incredible.
Insane. Oh my God. It was amazing.
So Toronto, for anybody that doesn't know, they've got three clubs there. So they've got Club X, which I believe is a little more, it leans a little more toward the BDSM, but it is a lifestyle club. They've got M4, which has been around a long time. It's a pretty big place. And then Oasis Aqua Lounge, which, is a little bit different from what I understand. It's a giant mansion, basically, of a house with a pool out back. And it's a whole, it's almost like a little boutique resort, sort of.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing there.
So
yeah, but it's like right in the middle of like a kind of residential sort of area. And yeah, you're right. It's like a historical house. It's three floors of fun. The pool, they've got a smoking deck.
Tons of playrooms.
Bars, tons of playrooms.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
So what did you guys have to do to go to this club? So you had to obviously, you had to sign up as a member, I'm assuming, pay a fee for a couple.
So their daily entry fee includes your membership, so you don't have to pay a separate membership. They do have that option if it's something that you're going to be going to a lot. Mm-hmm. But our fee for the day included that, so there was no separate membership.
So what's the total cost for that?
It was $115 for the both of us for the day, and they actually open in the afternoon at like 1 o'clock.
Oh wow!
We didn't go till like 8, but we said, you know, next time why don't we go like during the day? We can, you know, hang out by the pool. You know, but yeah, you can leave, go get something to eat, come back in, so you can make it like an all day experience.
Awesome. And there are, from what I understand, there are hotels like basically right across the street almost from there. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yeah, we stayed more towards the center of the city, and we just took an Uber over, which was like a, you know, 10-minute Uber.
Right.
But there are closer hotels within walking distance.
Perfect. So, the vibe of the place now, is this couples only? Is it, you know, are there different nights where they do obviously themes? You know, what is the actual setup for this specific club?
So I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's couples and single women only, but single men are welcome on other nights of the week. And I believe they have one night a month that they do a specific event for like women and trans people.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd have to check the website for all the details. But yeah, they do have a full calendar on their website with like their different themes for the different days, or if they're going to put, they have like a small stage there where they can like do shows and, you know, presentations and stuff. So yeah.
Last night was the theme was bunnies. So a lot of ears.
A lot of tails.
Yeah. So they had a like a small burlesque show last night, where they had three ladies perform. Yeah, and then they did like some audience participation games. And
now, were you involved in those games?
I definitely volunteered, and my team won.
Awesome!
So.
Absolutely
fantastic. Is there a trophy? Totally like, what did you win?
Yeah, so they gave us like a little gift pack, which had like bottle opener, sunglasses, shot glass, and a free drink ticket too.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Get yeah. to play a fun game, yeah, win fun
but
swag.
They were all so nice. Yeah, everybody, all the staff was so welcoming and so kind. We got to take a tour when we got there. You know, they walked us through like the whole process of like all the rules. They talked about, you know, consent, of course, and, you know, what activities you can do. There's a few areas where they're like, you know, no sexual activity, like on the stairs. On the stairs, yeah.
Liability.
You know. The first floor bathroom, which is right off the pool. They said the floor is wet, so yeah, that's not safe. yes, so we got the rundown, took the tour, and we got a free drink ticket from taking the tour too. Oh, nice. So
perfect.
Yeah, yeah,
it was free drink tickets.
Yeah, so welcoming.
Then we watched the first show, and everyone's huddled into one room, and we just met three people from, where were they? London, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and. Yeah, it was great, and we spent the night. We spent the entire evening with them.
Yeah, oh wow! Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we walked around the
bed. Yeah,
played with them. Played with their friends that we were with. So
yeah. Fun.
Fantastic!
Very cool.
All big, big group activity.
Oh my god, so much fun!
So
it was great.
So
activity. Yeah,
there was another orgy. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, I mean,
because I'm sensing
orgy.
A theme here.
Yeah, that's a fun thing. Enjoy the group playing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the best, right? Like
it is.
A little bit for everybody, and it's a great time. No, I do not disagree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you can take a break. Everyone's
right.
Going.
You can step out. Yeah. You can tag somebody in. It's like, it's great.
Right. Your turn.
Yeah.
Who's doing the beer run?
Yeah.
Somebody
so,
hold this leg.
I need a hand over here if you. So the playrooms there, from what I understand, they've got a lot of really cool themed playrooms, and one that I have seen, is it a little school bus? Am I?
Yeah, it's
oh,
almost,
man, I forgot about the van.
There it is.
Yeah, they call it the Shaggin' Wagon.
Right. Yeah, it's like a back end of a Chevy, like 70s,
big van.
Yeah.
Awesome. I bet that brings back some serious memories for people.
That's awesome. My god, it's insane.
Yeah, I asked him, I was like, how did you get that in here? Because it's on the third floor.
Oh, wow.
And they said they had to take out a wall of the building to get it in.
Oh, so it's a legit van. They've got a van inside the building.
Yeah, well, it's like a half of it. Like, they cut it in half, and it's just like the back part. The but, yeah. Head. But, yeah, it's a real
that's
van.
Amazing.
Oh, my god.
Wow.
I completely forgot about that.
Very
you know where cool. We're going when so we go. Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Next
yeah,
time.
We were talking about that on the drive home. We're like, we should do a meetup up there and just
field
do like
trip.
An invite to the right. Exactly.
A field
trip to Toronto. And yeah, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh God, it would.
Oh.
Yep. Let's set it up. Yep.
Absolutely. We are totally in. Sign us up.
Yeah.
If there's a sign up sheet, put us on it.
You're already down.
Awesome. So, all right. So you guys, all right. So you just got back from this trip. So I guess, what is next for you guys? You know, what? Where do you go from
London,
here? I mean,
sleep.
Go to sleep. Oh, I don't disagree. I understand that 100%.
We got Reef coming up next.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Reef's in a couple of weeks. Yeah, the Rochester Erotic Arts Festival. So we'll be there the whole weekend this time.
And
so.
I'm assuming you guys are going to celebrate. You know,
obviously. Well, what was funny about last year is we went and the production company that was taking care of like all the music and speakers and lights and DJing and karaoke, I wound up working with this guy like a year before this. And he was like, oh my God, what are you doing here? Blah, 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 this and that. And you know, it was cool. Got to say hi.
Awesome. It's wild. It's a small world.
I know. Then like 3-4 months later, he calls me and he's like, hey man, I need your help. I was
of
like,
course.
What do you need? He's like, he goes, can you run karaoke for me at the next Reef? I was like, wait, what?
Wow. Very
like,
cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was like, yes, only if you can give us a room.
That's right.
Get
well,
in
yeah.
there and get us a room.
I mean, so.
Yeah. And he got a hold of us like a month or two later. And he's like, hey, got you guys a room. Ugh. I need you to do karaoke for what night? I think it's Saturday night. Saturday night. Yeah. Fine. So we got to get there super early. Christine is actually going to volunteer too.
Yeah. For the setup. Cause you get a discount on the tickets when you volunteer.
Oh, cool.
So, smart.
So we'll be there. We'll be working and playing.
Yes. Perfect. Yep, a little bit of both. Yeah. So we're actually going Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah.
Yeah. So to do the setup stuff on Thursday, and then the event is Friday afternoon and all day Saturday and Sunday morning.
That is amazing. Yes.
Oh, yep. Hydrate. Very cool. Hydrate, wow. Kids.
Yes. Absolutely. Hydrate. You guys are going to be fucking whipped.
Yep. It's going to be great.
So let me ask you this. So with, I guess, given your whole timeline, and it's pretty consolidated. I mean, you guys, it sounds to me, and obviously we know you guys, so, you know, just being around you, the vibe that you put off is awesome. And so my question to you is, one of the things that I really enjoy about the lifestyle, and I know Shannon does too, is people that are brand new, you know, looking to go to their first event, they're kind of reluctant to actually pull the trigger, or, you know, there may be something that's just holding them back just that little bit.
Just the unknown.
And I, you know, to me, I love talking to people and, you know, giving them basically like information like this, that it's like, okay, here's the picture. This is what it's going to probably look like for you. Mm-hmm. You know, your fears are going to melt away. I promise. You know, that's just what's going to happen. It happens for everyone. Everyone has the same story. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's almost, you know, start to finish exactly the same. So my question to you would be, for a brand new couple that maybe, you know, they're ready to dive into the lifestyle, you know, they're ready to maybe dip their toes in, maybe dive in, you know, somewhere in between, what would be your advice to them?
So I guess my first thing is that in general, we have found that everybody is so nice,
right?
So nice and so welcoming. Like I keep saying, everybody wants to get in each other's pants. So of course they're going to be nice, you know, because if you're
wrong.
If you're an asshole, it ain't going to happen.
That impression lasts forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right. Yeah. We've run into a couple wackos, but you know, for the most part, everybody, especially at like the local meet and greets where you get to see people face to face, you know, it's incredible how welcoming everybody is.
I agree.
Like literally I could go up to just about anybody in the entire meet and greet and start talking to them and you have a conversation. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. And if it, and when it comes to like a playroom or something, there's zero pressure. You don't have to jump in. Mm-hmm. Just take a step back, have a drink, you know, and
just acclimate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't, pants don't have to come off.
Yeah, no.
Totally agree.
Unless they're mine.
I know our first time going to an actual facilitated event, our biggest fear was we thought, when we opened the doors to the event, it was going to be a full-blown, everyone's naked, it's an orgy, and you either get in or get out. Not like that. You know, in our brain, that's what we thought was going to happen. It's like, well, we're idiots for one, and you couldn't have been farther from the truth. But, I mean, if you want to have an orgy, it's obviously there, but it's not in your face. It's not, there is
not
nothing going to
no.
make you feel that mm-hmm. uncomfortable, you know, out of your element. Feeling
not at all. And even, you know, if you go to something like one of our meet and greets, like it's in like a bar and restaurant, like it's just meeting people, it's just talking to people, it's just, all the pants are on. Yeah.
At least they should be.
They're your people, you know. As soon as you are willing to let go a little bit of, you know, whatever's holding you back, you realize really fast, as soon as you start talking to these people, like they're your people. I mean, you will connect, even if it's not somebody that you might not be attracted to them. They might not be attracted to you. It may be, you know, for just, hey, this is a cool person. And like, we obviously have a similar vibe. So, you know, let's hang out. Let's go grab a drink. Let's, you know, let's talk. And we're going to learn things from each other. And we can share, you know, experiences or, you know, thoughts on different things, whether it's, it could be stuff about your kids you're talking about 10 minutes later. I mean, it just naturally happens that way.
Absolutely. And we've met tons of people and we have friends that we've never played with, but we've had great conversations with them. We'll hang out with them. Yeah. We've never played with them, but they're still fantastic people.
Exactly. And
I totally agree.
That's going to happen.
Yep. And it, I mean, it happens more often than not for us because we're so far away from everybody. So, you know, we've met dozens and dozens of people that, you know, we would call really good friends, you know, and it's not that we wouldn't play with them or, you know, a lot of it just hasn't worked out or lined up or whatever, you know, and it's not like you're going to be like, no, we have to do this now.
I know, right? Timing is huge and you don't even realize it.
Right.
Timing and schedules.
Yeah. It happens.
And of course, you know, somebody's got to bring it up and, you know, the next day rolls around. It's like, did you guys want to? We want shit. You know, it's like, oh, man. It's like the lost connections on Craigslist used to be.
It's okay. There's always next time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well,
yeah. Phenomenal.
I don't want to hold you guys up too much longer because, like I said, I know you just literally walked in the door before we brought you on here. So,
I got to go change my laundry.
the reality of being in the lifestyle, like, oh, we got to do real life now. Oh,
yep.
Shit.
But work. Priorities, family.
Yeah,
100%. They come
absolutely.
First. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Hopefully everybody enjoys listening to this. I know we enjoyed doing it. So,
Thank you so much.
This is,
oh my God. Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. You guys are fucking killing it, man.
I want to have you guys on again, if you would, if you're not, you know, if we didn't offend you or piss you off too bad, but, you know, some of these stories, let's set it up to do it in person.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think we could probably make that happen within a month or so. Maybe the next meet and greet, maybe we can work that out. Cause everything we've got is portable. So we can definitely do that.
That's a great idea. I love it.
Sweet.
Maybe we'll do a little live, you know, have people come in and kind of jump in when we're there and do like a little abbreviated thing for some of the people there. That'd be fun.
This is great. Love it. My God. I'm so happy for you guys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Elfie, Christine, thank you guys again. We will catch up with you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we will let you go.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, great talking to you.
Yeah. Love you tons.
Love you, too.
Love you, too, guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye.
Awesome, guys. Well, thank you very much. So good. This has been another episode of the Real Swing Podcast, and thank you for listening, and we again hope you come back for more.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Swing Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review. Want to share some of your sexy stories or questions with us? We love to share.
Email us at therealswingpodcast@gmail.com. See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.